Welcome to Upsize Your Leadership, the podcast about enhancing your impact wherever you lead, whatever your role. Today, I'm taking you on a roller coaster ride. It's one that I've been on through the entire month of December, and whether they know it or not, 37 million businesses in America have been on this ride with me. And just today, the roller coaster has made another abrupt change that came as a complete surprise. I'm going to give you a behind-the-scenes look at the roller coaster's dizzying run that began shortly after Thanksgiving. The ride will take us through two court rulings in the last 3 weeks, a decision by Congress last week, a court order yesterday, and another pending court decision in the next 2 weeks. Now, you may not be in the habit of paying much attention to court cases and congressional action, but perhaps you should make an exception in this case. This roller coaster ride has both immediate and long-term impact on managers, executives, shareholders, or owners in small businesses nationwide. Hello, everyone. My name is Mike Armour, President of Strategic Leadership Development International, which I founded in Dallas 25 years ago. For the past 10 months, I've been pursuing a side venture related to the Corporate Transparency Act. Perhaps you've never heard of the CTA. Neither had I until last February. And almost daily, I talk to astute business leaders who are unaware of this law, even though failure to comply with it exposes their company to huge fines. The CTA required several of my companies to file the Treasury Department's Beneficial Ownership Information Report, or BOI. When I set out to comply, it soon became apparent that the entire process begged for extensive simplification. Thus, my son-in-law and I formed a company to streamline the compliance process for others by means of an intuitive online filing portal. We brought the product to market earlier this fall. Then we were suddenly on this wild and unpredictable roller coaster ride. Actually, the entire small business world is on the roller coaster with us. Most simply don't know it. Media has given this matter almost no attention, and the roller coaster is moving so rapidly that search engine results will often take you to outdated information. In addition, people seemingly in the know will give you advice that is no longer valid. That's why this episode. In the next 15 minutes, I will give you a complete update on where the roller coaster is at this moment and the backstory of what brought us to this point. And for those who are new to the CTA and its BOI report, I will briefly explain what they are about. We get to all of that when I return in just a moment.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
The first time I read the Corporate Transparency Act, my first question was, is this constitutional? For those unfamiliar with this law, let me sketch what it's about. The CTA, as I will refer to it, was buried in a massive Defense Appropriations Act passed by Congress in January 2021. Its ostensible purpose was to combat money laundering by cartels, terrorists, and criminal enterprises. Because these groups commonly make use of small businesses as a cover for their operations, the CTA targets companies with less than $5 million in annual revenue or who have 20 or fewer employees. That encompasses about 32 million businesses in the U.S., plus another 5 million typically formed each year. The CTA requires these companies to file what's known as a Beneficial Ownership Information Report, the BOI, and then to keep it updated in perpetuity. As its name suggests, this report captures personal information on a company's beneficial owners. But the term beneficial owner does not mean what you might expect. As defined by the law, beneficial owners do not necessarily have any financial stake in the company, and some who have a financial stake may not be considered beneficial owners. If that starts to sound confusing, well, welcome to the world of the BOI. One reason that we set out to simplify the process is because instructions for the BOI are rife with ambiguity. For every person deemed to be a beneficial owner, the BOI captures the person's full legal name, date of birth, and residential address, along with the ID number of either their driver's license or passport, and a photocopy of that identification document. Whenever any of this information changes in the future, the company has 30 days to file an updated report. The ringer in all of this is the penalty for non-compliance. Failure to file or submitting fraudulent information can result in civil penalties of $500 for each day of non-compliance, a criminal fine of $10,000, or up to 2 years in prison. Needless to say, I was not the only person to raise a skeptical eyebrow about the constitutionality of this measure. Court challenges to it began immediately. Most had limited impact at best until December 2nd. That's when a federal court in Texas issued a temporary restraining order in response to a lawsuit that challenged the CTA on constitutional grounds. The restraining order brought enforcement of the CTA to a halt until the question of constitutionality could receive fuller consideration. Without rendering a ruling on constitutionality, the court acted on an initial evaluation of filings made by both sides. After reviewing those filings, the judge concluded that in the end, the law would probably be found unconstitutional. If that outcome transpired, the plaintiffs would have spent time and energy complying with a law destined to be overturned. Since one of the plaintiffs was a nationwide organization of independent businesses, the judge issued a temporary restraining order that put the beneficial ownership report on hold nationally. With the January 1st filing deadline fast approaching, trade associations began alerting their members that, for the moment, filing was no longer required. Blogs and newsletters did likewise. The Treasury Department agreed to abide by the order, but it filed immediately with the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals to overturn the injunction. Given the proximity of the filing deadline, the Fifth Circuit indicated that it would rule on the matter by the end of December. Meanwhile, Congress was in a Donnybrook over how to avoid a government shutdown when the current budget expires on December 31st. The battle took shape around a continuing resolution to extend current spending authorizations into the next year. The first draft of the continuing resolution changed the deadline for filing the BOI from January 1, 2025 to January 1, 2026. Congress was considering this adjustment out of recognition that the CTA had been poorly publicized, so poorly indeed that millions of businesses were still unaware of it, and only a minority of those required to file had done so. Therefore, word began to circulate that the January 1, 2025 filing deadline would no longer be binding, regardless of the decision reached by the appeals court. But this speculation proved to be premature. The final revision of the continuing resolution said nothing about extending the CTA deadline. Some 48 hours after the continuing resolution passed Congress, and just 2 days before Christmas, a three-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit released their ruling on the government's appeal. They reversed the lower court and lifted the temporary restraining order. This had the effect of immediately reinstating the CTA. And with Congress having not extended the deadline, the January 1st, 2025 filing requirement was once more in place. Later that day, the Treasury Department did make a minor revision of the deadline, moving it to January 13. Basically, the extension offset the length of time that the temporary restraining order delayed filings. For anyone still needing to file, therefore, January 13 became the due date for the report, with only a few exceptions. I spent Christmas Eve revising our website to account for the new filing date and the fact that the CTA was in effect again. Then, the day after Christmas, the full panel of judges for the Fifth Circuit overrode its own 3-judge panel and reimposed the temporary restraining order. As I record this podcast, the beneficial ownership information report is suspended, and I'm revising our website again this afternoon. So what's next? The latest ruling holds the BOI report in abeyance until the full court can consider the lower court's decision more fully. Both sides have filed petitions outlining their respective positions as the full court prepares to conduct a hearing on the matter. Due to the holidays, the hearing is expected on or around January 6th. No matter what the court decides on January 6th, the losing side is sure to appeal to the Supreme Court. There's no assurance, of course, that the Supreme Court will take up the appeal, and in any event, the new administration will be in office on January 20 with an announced intent to deregulate the business sector. If the government loses in the hearing before the full Fifth Circuit Court, it's unclear whether the new administration will choose to pursue this matter any further. In that event, the CTA would be effectively dead. On the other hand, if the CTA is ultimately found to be constitutional, short of Congress revoking the law, small businesses will once more be subject to it. Obviously, the filing deadline will need to be adjusted. My sense is that it will be moved to January 1, 2026. When the CTA was passed, Congress legislated that the BOI should be in place prior to that date, and the early draft of this month's continuing resolution extended the deadline to that same day. Arguing for this extension is the fact that so many businesses are yet to file because they've not known about the requirement. As of December 1st, only 9.5 million businesses had submitted the BOI, and many who filed were not among those required to do so. Thus, upwards of 25 million businesses have not complied with the filing requirement, and 5 to 7 million businesses will be added to that number in 2026 as new businesses are formed. Meanwhile, none of these rulings on the temporary restraining order have any bearing on whether the CTA is constitutional. That question is yet to be resolved, and whatever the ruling on constitutionality by lower courts, appeal to the Supreme Court is all but certain, unless Congress revokes the act in the interim. So stand by. The roller coaster ride is far from over. And I have a distinct feeling that I have not revised our website for the last time. As the roller coaster takes new twists and turns, I will post podcasts to keep you up to speed. Thanks for joining me today. A transcript of this podcast is available at upsizeyourleadership.com/episodes. Find this program and click on the link to download the transcript. And may I ask a favor? Would you help me give this episode maximum circulation? If you know of business owners or executives who need to be aware of the details in this podcast, please share a link to it with them or send them a copy of the program transcript. Media reporting on these events is spotty at best, and the ground rules have been changing so rapidly that many small businesses probably need this update. Thanks for your assistance. I trust that this holiday season has been and continues to be a great one for you and your family. I look forward to visiting with you again in the new year. Until then, find some way every day to upsize your leadership.